This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Does your IT department suffer from low self-esteem? Well, it shouldn't, according to Aide McCormick. McCormick is founder of Iridian, a company focused on helping organizations maximize the business return on their IT investment. He is the author of The IT Value Stack, A Boardroom Guide to IT Leadership, and IT Demystified, the IT Handbook for Business Professionals. He also has a column in the Financial Times advising business leaders on business IT issues. Here, he and I discuss how IT can grow up and take a deserved seat at the executive table. Joining me on the phone is Aide McCormick, author of the IT Value Stack. Welcome, Aide.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
In your new book, The IT Value Stack, you write that IT suffers from low self-esteem, sometimes deservedly so. Why?
Well, the self-esteem part comes about because of the nature of the relationship between, IT people and the users. Often IT people feel put upon, they feel taken for granted, and to some extent feel like ancillary workers and not truly core to a lot of businesses. And I believe this is sometimes deservedly so because the IT industry doesn't have a fantastic track record. And even when it could manage expectations to minimize the pain, it fails to do that. And so basically sets itself up for user contempt, you might say.
You state that IT needs to grow up. How can IT become more mature?
IT departments, a lot of IT departments today are like well-behaved puppies, and that's at best. They do what they're told. And I believe the IT industry has a key role to play in business, and therefore needs to move from obedient supplier up into strategic partner. And I think only when IT takes its rightful place at the board can we really say that the IT industry has grown up. And it's only when that happens that organizations can reap, if you like, full value from their IT investments.
One of your many intriguing statements in the book is that most businesses don't know what business they're in. Can you explain?
Well, a lot of businesses have started off in, let's say, banking or aviation, and over time, what's become core to their business, in many cases, is brand management and information management. You know, if I was running a major bank, I would probably outsource practically everything apart from my IS function, because that's the thing that at the end of the day is giving me competitive advantage. If I was in the airline business, I would outsource all my planes, all my ground staff, all my air staff, and focus my attention and energies on the brand marketing team and the IS function. So I think organizations are slowly starting to wake up to the fact that IT is not peripheral to their business, but it's actually their business.
So what is the IT value stack?
Most issues in relation of getting best value from the IT investment are not really related to technology management. As important as technology management is, there are some broader issues that need to be looked at. And I refer to strategy, the business strategy, the business processes, the people, how they users and technologies get on together. Technology management is important, but I also look at service management and what I call circulation management and value management. So I've defined a stack of areas that need to be addressed, and each stack relies on the underlying stack. So, for example, if you don't get the strategy entwinement piece right, there is no point investing in technology management. So the stack basically is a collection of best practice across seven different areas. Again, strategy, process, people, technology, service, circulation, and value. And I've documented that method in a book of the same name, and it's been corroborated by a number of influential people in industry, both in the IT industry, end-user industry, and advisory industry.
In the IT value stack, you recommend not business IT alignment, but business IT entwinement. How do they differ?
Well, by business IT alignment, I think most people are aspiring to, at best, getting their IT function to be a well-behaved supplier, so that when they say jump, the IT function says how high. I'm saying you won't be getting best value out of your IT investment unless you go one step further. And by that, I mean moving towards entwinement. So that means that the IT function is as influential in business matters as, if you like, the business itself. So rather than IT being a reactive function that essentially responds to requests generated by the users, whether they be new requirements or problems, the IT function is actually sitting there at the boardroom table saying, look, we've got technology here that could change the business we're in to the benefit of the shareholders, and actually having the influence to drive that through. So I believe alignment's not enough, and we need to move towards business IT entwinement.
Lawrence Trigwell, Associate Vice President of Financial Services at Cognos, was a contributor to the circulation management chapter of the book. Can you define what circulation management is?
Well, circulation management, I struggled to come up with a term for this layer of the stack. But by circulation management, I mean the flow of data, information, knowledge, and ultimately wisdom around the organization so that essentially staff can make better decisions when and where appropriate in a timely manner. So if you think of the organization as a body, we're talking about the circulation of the lifeblood around the organization. And poor circulation, as we all know, leads to all sorts of medical complications.
It seems very similar to our viewpoint on performance management. Are there any key differences there?
Well, I perhaps am not fully aware of your definition of performance management. I think in terms of business performance management, there are some great similarities. So if you like having digital dashboards and understanding what the status is of your organization at any point in time, or even understanding what the status is in terms of your marketplace at any point in time, in terms of, you know, sales in certain products and so on. But I guess performance management can also extend into the performance of your IT infrastructure in terms of application optimization and infrastructure optimization. But I suspect in the context of Cognos, performance management is in terms of business performance. And in that respect, circulation management is a key aspect of that.
Performance 2008 is your direct path to performance management expertise and the most important one-day event of the year for anyone who's using, supporting, or evaluating Cognos solutions. Get practical knowledge you can use right away. Meet product experts to learn how to increase the value of your current investments. Performance 2008 takes place in dozens of cities worldwide. Registration is free and it's open now. Get on the path at cognos.com/performance2008.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.